It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Today on Nature Secrets, I want to discuss about migraines. These are particular debilitating headaches that actually are reoccurring, and they're throbbing, and they frequently are accompanied by nausea, visual disturbances, and sensitivity to light, usually over one-sided, like behind a right eye or a left eye, and these visual sensations become so, their people are so sensitive to it that they need to literally be at home under their covers without any sound or light, and it can last from anywhere from 4 to 72 hours. And some people actually get this for on a monthly basis, sometimes even a daily basis. You know, scientists really don't know what the cause of migraines are, but you know, in my practice, the more and more I look at it, I really do believe it has to do with inflammatory reactions caused by triggers that cause inflammation in your body, in addition to amino acid deficiencies, as well as, and what I mean by amino acid, particularly the tryptophan, because serotonin might be lacking in your body, but also with that, a genetic component. But whatever it is, though, what I want to teach is that what we can do is we can prevent migraines. And the best way to prevent it is by avoiding these possible triggers. So what is the main trigger that I'd like to talk about is, of course, food. Food that you're eating. We had Dr. Gary Kaplan here talk about the difference in the last segment about what foods we got to remove out of our diets. One that may have chemicals in it, MSG, tyramine, which are the most amino acids that can actually trigger headaches, such as soft cheeses, blue cheese, any type of the meats that have been cured, like salami and turkey, even just regular turkey that's been cured, that can also create it. And then of things like preservatives, you know. And then we've got to also know that when you're looking at the prevention, when it comes to food, you also want to look at what is going on in the environment. You know, there's so many patterns that come up. And one of the patterns that I see is also low blood sugar. So low blood sugar means you're skipping a meal. You're fasting for whatever reason. And you're not you're not able to drink enough water, meaning you're dehydrated. You end up having coffee or tea. You know, some people say, you know what, when I drink a cup of coffee, that will help relieve the headache. You're absolutely right. But what it ends up doing is that it can actually dehydrate your body. And when that happens, then you get more of a headache as well. Because once you get dehydration, that can be an actual migraine trigger. Other things that are allergies and sensitivities of food is the dairy, the gluten, the sugar. You can be sensitive to sugar and throw off your blood sugar level. The fungi. You know, I mentioned in my last segment that a mold, mushroom can, the fruit of the mold can actually cause a migraine. Alcohol. You know, it's not just red wine, because in red wine there's a high level of tyramine, but even white wine, even let's say tequila, any kind of alcohol can trigger it, you know, because it has an ill effect on your detoxification pathways of your liver. And sometimes when you're not detoxing very well, because you have been inundated with toxins such as alcohol, then it triggers a migraine. Even eggs and peanuts, these are food allergies. Now, other kind of specific foods we talked about are the high tyramines, but also high histamine foods. So you can go to online and look up some of those high histamine foods that can trigger more headaches, right? Another, stress. Every day-to-day stress, mental stress, emotional stress, even physical stress. I mean, I had one patient come in with a migraine, and he couldn't understand why he had it in the morning. And so when I did, and we charted exactly what when he had these triggers, and we found out, I noticed that it was right after he does these push-ups. He does these push-ups several times a week, and right after, and it was morning push-ups. It wasn't push-ups in the late afternoon. It was morning push-ups. So some type of pattern that he had was that in the morning when he did these push-ups, it would literally trigger a headache. And I think it's because, number one, he didn't eat before he did his push-ups. And then number two, that all that push-up tightened up those blood vessels that went up to the brain, and tightening up and the fluctuation of those blood vessels, and with all the muscle pain and cramping, and maybe even lactic acid buildup, is what triggered the headache. I have a lot of people complaining about headaches after not sleeping well. So this is another pattern that you've got to fix. So these are all the different lifestyle changes that you can have. And of course, we talk, we want to address hormone changes. Hormone changes, and particularly women, because women have more higher levels of migraines. So the rate, I mean, when it comes to migraine sufferers, it's more women than men. So when I think about that, we've got to look at, okay, when does it start? We always ask. Sure enough, it started after the child got her first menstrual cycle, and they've been having, and they've been suffering all the time. And then people who actually are perimenopausal also have a lot more headaches. And then after, of course, after they don't have any more period, which is when they have their menstrual cycle stops, that's when they feel better. Toxin exposures, heavy metals, smoking, endocrine disruptors, VOCs, car exhaust, jet fuel. These are all chemicals that can trigger headaches. I had a patient in her late 50s, that Janet, that actually had a mercury filling in her mouth. And that filling was up on the upper left corner and literally caused headaches every day. She didn't even know it. And I asked her, we really got it. Think about taking that mercury filling out. It was a very old filling. And sure enough, once that came out, she did not have to use any more painkillers, and the headaches really subsided in such huge amount. She was just blown away by how much better she felt just from that one mercury filling removal. Okay, so what can we do? And I really want to go into, now we know where the triggers are, I want you to track it. Get yourself a journal, write down all the things that we just talked about, and then figure out, is it food? Is it my environment? You know, could it be the timing of the pattern? Really look for these patterns, and we can start eliminating these triggers. But what can you do today? What can you do today to give you some relief? Relief. Now, the number one relief remedy that I recommend, which is, of course, a natural solution for migraines, is actually getting a chiropractic adjustment. I have been a chiropractor for over 26 years, and I have seen and witnessed time and time again giving a good adjustment that opens up those blood vessels, releases those joint tensions, and relaxes those muscles, and also opening up the channels of those nerve flow, really minimizes the migraine sensation, the headache, and the frequency. The frequency. We can stop the headache from coming on, and we can really reduce the frequency. And then, of course, if you're in the migraine state, it will reduce the symptomatology. Chiropractic is one of the best ways to relieve your headache. Go visit your chiropractor. Now, if you're afraid of getting that really fast, abrupt chiropractic manipulation where you hear all those cracks, right? Getting those cracks or air, they're really gas bubbles opening up and releasing. If you're afraid of that, you know what? There are chiropractors that do activator percussive instrument that will help you release the joint without the quick movement. What's next? Feverfew. This is an herbal solution that is known to reduce the frequency of migraines and overall pain. I love magnesium oil, and you can take magnesium orally, but I love magnesium oil that you apply to your temples, to the area where it hurts, and even your neck and spine, so that relieves the spasm and open up those blood vessels and relaxes them. There's also ginger, which is great to reduce inflammation. Butterbur reduces spasms and inflammation. Do all these. These are such great methods. Now, just clean up your foods and environment and take that time, and you will find that you will be able to live a migraine-free life. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. See you next time.